That's good.
All right, everybody, we're going to start, so you can come on over. And just for transparency's sake, we are recording this so that we can publicly post this conversation and everybody has access to the same information. So don't say anything stupid or incriminating. And I will try not to also. So I'm Austin Taylor. I'm with the CRA. And this is Christina. Also with the CRA. So we're the project team on this, and we're happy to present this project to you all. You guys saw the listing. You might have seen the RFP document. So we want to run through the most important points of the RFP document. And then from there, we'll take questions about the RFP. And then after that, we want to walk the site and then take questions about the site. So that's how we'll run things. So yeah, let's talk about this RFP here. Just want to hit the biggest points on it. So the first thing, this is 2.33 acres, so it's a pretty large site. It's one of the biggest sites that I've seen listed downtown in a while. And we have a few requirements with this sale. So the project developer has to build at least 116 homes, and then 50% of them have to be for sale, condominiums. We're trying to get more home ownership in this area. And there are quite a bit of comps that you could pull from. So Gateway has many condos. You'll see their resale prices are pretty good, so you could pull something like that as a comp. I know Pole West here, it might be looking to turn those into condos. So you should be able to pull some comps from the area for condos. The next thing that we're requiring is at least 10,000 square feet of leasable space for arts uses. And we feel like on a project this size with this many acres, it shouldn't be too burdensome to have that much, you know, retail or light office space in there. The next one is, this is a requirement, publicly visible art at 1.5% of the hard cost budget. That's just a CRA requirement with all of our land sales. It's a policy that the city council has put in place. And then the last requirement is to follow our sustainability policy, which means an all-electric building design, so no on-site combustion, and then net zero electric operations. And that can come from on-site energy generation or off-site, especially with an urban project. Off-site's probably going to be more realistic. So you could purchase, you know, renewable energy credits from Rocky Mountain Power. Something like that would qualify. Next, we'll talk about the zoning. This land is all zoned GMU, Gateway Mixed Use. And the building heights here are 75 to 180 feet allowed. And you'll find the setbacks to be pretty minimal. So it's a pretty dense zone that you can work within. Okay, moving on. We'll walk past this other property, but there is an adjacent landowner that's looking to sell his property as well. It's 0.16 acres. Right now it's a small office, just single story, you know, former warehouse building. So he's looking to sell. If you want to pick up some extra land in your project, his contact info is here in the RFP, and he'd be happy to negotiate with you. And our asking price on this land is $12,175,000, which is $120 per square foot. It's a big site, so it's a big dollar amount. If you look at the per square foot price, we feel like it's pretty reasonable based on comps in the area. We've definitely seen other listings come out with higher price per square foot, and this is what it appraised for. So we do feel confident in that number, but anybody can submit a lower offer. And just based on the public benefits you're providing or the type of project that you're proposing, we could consider a reduction in that price. So don't feel scared if the price is too high for your project. You know, put in your best offer, and we can see if it'll work. And next I wanted to talk about the environmental studies. So we looked in our RFP document, we put out the wrong environmental studies in the first RFP. So today we updated it. If you re-download the RFP, you'll see the right environmental studies. The ones that were in the previous one were for across the street. But you'll see on this land, the historic uses are residential and farming, like agriculture kind of stuff. And so there is no significant levels of contamination to be worried about on this site. You can read through the studies and see that. The only thing to be concerned of is on the very west side of this block, there's a warehouse that abuts the street. That warehouse used to have automotive mechanic operations. And so the groundwater from those operations is slightly contaminated. And so that could impact the groundwater just, you know, on the western side of this block. That's the only thing to look out for. Our site was cleared for gardening and people were eating the fruits out of it. You know, the environmental studies showed that it was fine to garden there. And so the soils itself are okay. You won't have any issues with the soils. So going on with the RFP, I'm going to talk about the dates. So we sent this out March 17th, and we're doing our informational meeting now. We're taking questions via email until May 8th, and we're doing our best to respond to those quickly, and then we're posting them publicly on the RFP page. And our deadline to receive proposals is May 15th. But I think later on in this discussion, we'll want to ask you guys if you'd rather have like an extra month or so. That 2 month timeline has typically been adequate for our smaller site RFPs, but we are getting some feedback. It might be good to have another month on that. So we might ask you guys a bit later if you're interested in that. So that's it for the RFP. Do you guys have questions about the RFP? No questions? Okay. Cool. If you do have questions, you can email us and we'll answer them. So yeah, the next thing I wanted to do is just walk the site with you guys and point out what's going on and, you know, just some information about the block and the area. So we're standing here in front of 42 South. This should be demolished within, let's say, 2 weeks. So that'll be gone by the time you guys bid on the site. And this has always been residential use here. So there was no, you know, you're not going to really find contamination on that. Moving on to this alley that we're looking at. So there used to be a city-owned street here, and the city sold it to Rocky Mountain Power. So Rocky Mountain Power owns everything from our property line northward. And so if you were to design a site and you needed access from the north, you could negotiate some sort of shared driveway with Rocky Mountain Power, or you could just use, once this house is demolished, you could build a driveway, you know, down this strip of land and get access through the north to our site. So there's a couple of options there. But yeah, we don't own anything north of our property line. And there's no easements, there's no access easements there. Okay, so let's move around this block. Okay, the first thing I want to point out, so we do not own this land. This is owned by Miller General Contractors out of Provo, and they have a planned multifamily development going here. We have reached out to them a few times over the years to ask what the status is of their project, and as of a week ago, they said they're still interested in pursuing their project. So that's the status of this. They have planned multifamily. The timing's just not right yet. So that's what's going on here. Thank you. Part of our holding here, so that, you know, this is the bulk of it. The next thing you'll see that there's no curb and gutter here. Generally, the city requires developers to upgrade their portion of the street, and so a project would have to put in something like that, some, you know, sidewalk, curb and gutter, park strip, just to the city standard. The CRA does not have any extra standards above and beyond that, so it'd just be the normal city engineering standard, whatever they require. And then this storage facility here, we own it and it's actively leased and used, and our intent is to hold it for as long as possible until the financial close of the development, and then we would pay for the demolition of it. So we want to keep these guys as long as possible until it's time to redevelop, and we'll demolish, and then we'll sell, close on the land, redevelop. Yeah. And they've all been notified. We told them they have between 1 and 2 years left, and then we'll be ending their lease and then demolishing the building.
Do you know who runs this place with all the public art across the street?
You know, I don't actually. Who runs this?
Utah Arts Alliance.
That's, oh, yeah.
That is your
place. Yeah, okay.
We own it, they lease it, and they're in there right now.
Yeah.
But that's what I thought, but I was looking at.
Okay, so let's point out two things here. So first, this is the building and the building owner that I was telling you about, who's interested in selling, Brett Palmer. So his contact info is in here. If you're interested in his land, his building, talk to him.
Where?
He's right here. Okay. And then this alley here, if you look on the parcel map, this is it's a private alley, and it's not owned by either property owners, and we are not going to resolve that before the land sale. If you were to purchase both of these, you could do a quiet title action. You could just absorb this into your property. If you didn't purchase this and you purchased our land, perhaps you could negotiate a split of that. You know, you could do an alley vacation, and then it could get divided down the middle. So there's a few options, and we'll leave that to the next property owner to figure out what you want to do with it.
So this would not require like a city council alley vacation, quiet title?
I'm not sure about that. It's a private alley, so I don't know if private alleys need alley vacation. Do you know that?
So when I look at the parcel map, it looks like a public alley.
Yeah, I confirmed with the city. It's not owned by the city. It's just, it's private, so it's, if anybody has right to it, it's the property owners next to it.
Are these, would these fall under the same zone as the main property?
Yeah.
Okay.
This entire block is the GMU zone.
So there'd only be like a lot consolidation or a subdivision plat or something. We wouldn't have to go through the rezoning process.
That's right. Yeah, okay. You don't have to rezone.
Okay, great.
Okay, and then let's carry on over to Danzy Drive over here. I'll talk to you guys about that. I guess I should point out this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to point out this building just so you guys know. So we talked to this property owner, let's say 6 months ago, and it's owned by someone who's leasing it to his dad for arts. Like, he's an artist, he's creating art in here, and he's not interested in selling right now, but at some point in the future, when his dad is done with art, then he is interested in selling. And I can provide that contact information if you need it. And in our phase two, or our phase one studies, this was identified as having recognized environmental contamination because it was an auto shop. And so this is the only known major contamination issue we know of on the block. Right here. Okay, let's go to Dan. City-owned parcel, meaning in the future they could sell it. They haven't decided if they will or won't. Right now, Rocky Mountain Power has a right-of-way easement on it to access their site. And so, if the future owner of the site wanted to use this for some sort of access, you could negotiate a right-of-way easement with the city, and then you could get that right-of-way. And there is, I'm told, there is a potential in the future that someone could purchase this from the city also. I don't see it as beneficial to the project until, you know, these sites were acquired also. So I think a smart move might be just to get it right away. Go back to the beginning. Thank you. So this is super loud, sorry guys. This is where the city-owned Dancy Drive ends and Rocky Mountain Power begins, okay? And then we do not have an easement here. We see this alley, but it's not public, there's no easement. So you can't depend on that. Okay, let's go back to the house and we can take questions about the site. Okay, so do you guys have any questions about the site?
Or the RFP process?
Okay, we have one question for you guys for feedback. So right now we have the deadline is May 15th. That's 2 months since we put out the RFP. But we wanted to ask if you guys think 3 months would be beneficial to you. Do you feel like having an extra month would help you be more likely to submit a proposal? What do you guys think?
I would say so with the design concepts and all that too, right? As well as the drawings. That would help buy us some time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's usually the developers team who need that extra time more than the architects do, so not sure who fits that category here.
Yeah. Cause If this were just like a letter of interest, 2 months would totally be enough, but we're also asking for like the design of your project so we can rate that. And then there's other things you can get for more points, like if you have a letter of interest from a lender, from investors, from potential tenants. We realize those kind of things take time to get. And so that's why we're toying with the idea of possibly extending it a month. Because it is a bit more than just a letter of interest. So it sounds like neutral to slightly good to add another month to it.
Is there a comprehensive site survey?
A what?
A survey? Say a survey?
We haven't done a survey. And also the buyer will want to do a phase one on everything, of course. We haven't done a phase one on the house, just so you know. But I did a historic study on this house. And it's the only thing that's been here since, I think it was like 1910.
or earlier, yeah.
And this area, this lot itself has always been residential, and so it's pretty unlikely this lot is contaminated. But, you know, you still want to do your own due diligence, do your phase one and stuff. Okay, do we have any last questions? Okay, well, thank you guys all for coming out. I hope that you'll all submit a proposal to this. And like I said before, don't let the price scare you. If your project can't afford to, if you can't justify that price, put in your best offer, and we'll see what we can get. Do you have anything you'd add?
No, nothing else. I don't think. You're welcome to reach out with any questions, obviously. So.
Yeah. Okay, we'll close the recording then.
Yeah.